Smoke my butt, cool, smoke my...
Every day I'm learning that the real flex is just being in love with yourself and ignoring the world and knowing that you the shit and that you can make it out of anything. So here I am, day by day.
What was happening?
It was me too. It was me too. But hi, everybody. Welcome to Damn, This Is Hard Podcast.
I'm go ahead.
Your host, Rudy. I'm like, what am I supposed to say?
And I am your second host, Nicole. How's everyone doing this weekend?
I feel like we're doing good. Nicole, y'all, has really been such a awesome friend outside of the podcast world. Like, she's been a good friend to me, like, really pumping me up regarding trying to do this other side hustle.
I just had to say,
like, oh my god, let me give you your props. Like, she really was helping me out, and I've really been tweaking things with my other side hustle. So, if y'all don't know, I just have to, like, you know, plug myself. So, I love Crocs, right? Like, Crocs are my best friend. It's called it the pandemic shoe of choice. Now, I cannot get out of a Croc. I wear Crocs to the gym, I wear Crocs. I would probably wear Crocs if I could dress them up, which I do now because I bling them out. But I wear Crocs everywhere. And I'm like, oh, this could be another alternative to add to my real side hustle, which is doula businesses. I could, like, add Crocs for my moms to be, like, a nice, cute little pair of shoes to make you feel cute even though you're in your postpartum period. But you really did help me out with, I guess, like, really how I should go about, you know, sprucing them up. And I was like, oh yeah, that does make sense. So actually, like, the pair I'm working on right now is really turning out great. And I have to say, like, oh my god, thanks for your tips.
Yeah, however I could be of help. And since we're sharing,
the cool tips
that you have provided to me was really good. Working on trying to start a small business, but nothing too small, but kind of not small. Working on reefs. That's my thing. I didn't even know I was good at it. That's what I'm saying. Like, this whole pandemic thing, you know, you got to take time out for yourself. And then you find out things that you're good at that you can actually make money off of or even help someone else out. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sorry if I'm out of breath. I'm kind of like trying to do 8 things at once right now. But yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm just excited about the possibilities of what can come next. So what's... Agenda. It looks like I lost Rue. Please stay tuned.
Technical difficulties.
Thank you.
I'm gonna insert that clip. Like, we gonna get it together. I'm gonna just have to have, like, a separate device or number, like, when I'm doing it, because it just happens to be every time I want to record the podcast, I have to get a phone call, and then that just cuts this off, because, you know, we record different places. We're not like the traditional podcast where, like, we can be in the same place. So that's such is life, but I do apologize. But on to you, girl. Come on, toot-toot.
I was pretty much saying that, you know, I really appreciate you as well, because you have given me cool tips on really focusing and honing in on my craft, and also getting my business actually started off the ground. And so I've been working on it piece by piece, as well as my reefs that I've been working on and learning new styles and stuff like that, but also trying to figure out what name I may want to call it. That's the first step to any business. And then figuring out, you know, my next step is to get my little tax ID and figure out what the next steps are to get more established, you know what I'm saying, to hone in on my business. And I'm excited and I'm nervous at the same time, but I heard that is normal. So I'ma just keep it going, keep creating, getting feedbacks from, you know, current clients that are family members, just to kind of give me feedbacks on what else I can improve on. But yeah, I'm excited about what the future may hold regarding this.
Yeah, and I'm definitely excited, just because I feel like it is fun when you're able to, I don't know, express yourself creatively in that way. And I know when, like, I do get the time to sit and do it, like, with uninterrupted time, it is kind of like cathartic, or like a little bit feeling like therapeutic. It just feels like it's good to just zone out and it makes something pretty, you know?
Mm-hmm. Because I'm working on one right now. I didn't really just start it. I'm just trying to like finish up. You know how you like little small touches you may want to add. But what's on today's agenda, might I ask?
I have not a clue. Okay, so we can just talk about like, I don't know, just like maybe what we have upcoming. I'm definitely trying to like take a solo trip. I feel like maybe that's just what I'm going to have to do. I really would like to take a trip. I feel like I'm pretty booked and busy like the rest of the month of August. And the only way I can do this trip, if I don't have any friends to do it with, is just to like do it by myself. But I've never traveled by myself. So let me ask, would you ever travel out of state by yourself? Without a friend?
I have done it before, but it was more like a day trip, so I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, I mean, like, on vacation. Like, I have done, I moved out of state with, like, I guess I would, could say I was acquaintance with my roommate, but I wouldn't say I was really friends with any of them in the beginning. So I have lived and done and mingled out of state.
Okay.
And going out of state, but I've never, like, literally, like, booked a vacation to go by myself somewhere. I've never done that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to say the least, but it's worth a try. I mean, can't wait around for everybody every day, you know? People have other things going on, so you got to do what's best for you at the end of the day. You feel me? So.
Because I was like, okay, I was like, the rest of the month, I have a postpartum client that's due any day now, like, any day. And then I'll be having 3 visits with her or 4, maybe 4 visits, 3 or 4 visits. And so that will be taking up some time. And then I have just me working my part-time job and my full-time job. And yeah, so I'm like, that will be the only weekend, that little weekend.
That you want to find some time for yourself.
Yeah, before it's like the school year and just regular life. So I was like, okay, maybe I should try. Like, that'll be my only weekend, I should say. Also, kid-free. My son will be on his family vacation with his dad's side. So I'm like,
it would be like, use your time wisely.
Yeah, like 4 days. Yeah. But I'm like, maybe I should or maybe I shouldn't. I don't know.
Yeah, girl, like a good you should. Deal. I mean, you got to use your time wisely. It
was like a $500 trip out of state, like to a beach. I'm like, wow, compared to like what I just paid for Ocean City, Maryland, which was like a whole 2 mortgages. Maybe this is what I should be doing.
I would love to go if I can window and sell some of these reefs, but I got to get this business off the ground. So
your family did. I think it's literally like coinciding with your own family vacation. So,
Otherwise, the dates are not good. Okay.
Yeah, because it's like your city. I'm like, oh, this would be nice to go to Nicole's city, like where you live. And I'm like, I've never been.
Yeah, it's like my second home, girl. I could tell you where all the spots is at.
Really? Yeah. Is it so fun? I should try it.
No, I think you should go with someone. I don't think you should go by yourself. So,
dang.
What that means is not just anybody, of course, but I mean, like any of your other friends who are, you know, single or solo, dolo, you can have like a little girls trip, kind of mini girls trip. I would ask any of them, you know, currently now before it gets too close to that time frame.
Available. I asked like my other little circle crew, and I didn't get like a flat out no, but I didn't get like, oh yeah, let's book it. So I'm assuming that means no. Because usually if it's like, oh yeah, let's do this, like we ready to book, but nobody gave me that inclination. So I'm assuming that means we're not going.
Oh wow. The only other person I can think to ask, did you ask your sister?
That's probably gonna be a no. I just assume she probably just booked and busy, you know.
Never assume. I mean, it doesn't hurt.
No, she's
to
like
ask.
In a relationship, so I feel like that's probably her priority, which is fine. So, that's okay. So that would probably be a no, for her, because she works every weekend, and if she's not working, she'll be with her boo thing. Okay. Well, I know they will probably want to at least take a trip together. You know what I mean? It's a new relationship, so I get it. So,
yeah. All right. Well, then maybe we can talk off scheme of things and figure something out, then I'm, you know, I'm always trying to have the best time of my life. You feel me? And I feel like if I don't try, it's not going to happen.
Girl, that's all I needed you to say. So before I go to my trip, I'm going to already be down and then I just fly to there. That would be so fun. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, hey, depending on, like, you know, we can figure these dates out. I mean, all I got to do.
No, I literally think it's, like, identical dates. But we can talk off. But I do think it's, like, literal the same time. I was like, God darn it. I would have asked you because I'm like, I know that is your city. So I was like, oh, let me ask. But, you know, I might figure out. I might figure somebody, I don't know, like, that may want to, you know, just be, you know, flying out on a whim.
Yeah, I mean, there got to be somebody available. You feel me?
Yeah. But yeah, y'all, so like, would y'all like take solo? Okay, because this is why. So like, back when I lived in the DMV, I remember my one good friend, who I love, that I met down there. I actually met her working down there. And she was like, girl, she's like, I've met so many cool people, you know, just going out to like, maybe a local restaurant and sitting at the bar and just mingling. And then like, or going to a bar or like a hookah lounge and mingling. So I did try it the one time. I loved a bar. It was like a rooftop bar.
Okay.
But they would also have day parties. It was called Ozio's. Now it's like more the younger crowd being there. Like I'm a little old now. Maybe I was younger when I was in there. I don't know. I went there like a couple years ago and it wasn't giving me the same vibe. So I was like, I don't know if I could do it now. But
okay.
Anywho, so I went down there and I actually did it. And I was like, oh my God. I actually was like talking and like, you know, even talking like other girls. Talking to some of the guys there, I'm like, oh, this is nice. Like, just really letting your hair down and stuff. So I'm like, I wonder if any listeners, like, do y'all feel like, you know, it's easy? Maybe that's what we could talk about, like, making friends in this, in adult, like, in the midst of your adulthood. Because, like, sometimes maybe, like, your friend from yesteryear, they... Just because you've been friends with somebody doesn't mean that you're always going to be moving on the same path. So, like, you may lose some friends. Like, and it's easy to, like, maybe try to hold on to friends just because you know them or, you know, whatever may have you. Like, oh, I know them since childhood. This is my crew. But, like, sometimes, you know, people may drift.
Yeah.
Like, how do people find friends in adulthood?
I mean, coworkers. When you go out to other events and stuff, like, for example, going to a place like Trap Karaoke, running to people you may not know or haven't seen in a while and you know, any of that type of stuff. Just, you know, work environments, but now everybody works from home. So I guess it's pretty much like who you hang out with currently. And if if that starts to dwindle, usually I feel like certain friends are only meant for seasons. And then that means new friends will come in your way to like, not in your way, but like come into your life that are considered new friends. Because that's pretty much what happened to me. I lost a lot of my friends from high school or college. And as I evolved and got into like, became married and all that, I gained new friends, you know what I'm saying? From work and from church or, you know, different social clubs or social groups or whatever. You just never know. Book clubs. Hey, you know, you just never know.
No, that is very true. That really is true. Because I'm like, I just wonder, like, you know, as you are venturing and now, like, we are getting older, right? So, like, me and my friends, we're in our mid-30s, early, mid, late 30s. We're all in our 30s. So all venturing into different things. Like, me being the first, besides, I would say you and Deirdre, but... like out of my friends, like having a child, like that definitely, you know, just changed the dynamic. Because where I used to be able to just, okay, I can go anywhere,
yeah,
I can't do that, right? And then now I have a friend like that is newly engaged, so like, you know, that's gonna change. So it's like, I do wonder, like, wow, like, you know, like maybe I should start learning how to like travel by myself, or like until I do get a partner, because I'm like, I might be like starting to travel by myself. Like if my friends are like getting partners, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you got to figure it out, because then it's like, darn, like
everybody's gonna be coupled up, and even if they do like, you know, couple dates and all that type of stuff, if you don't want to feel like you're the third wheel, and you technically are. But that's why it's like when you meet new people or you go to those weddings, you might run into somebody who might have the same interests as you, or other single people that, you know, may have the same interests as you or whatever like that. It just depends on your environment and who you vibe with, you know? Like your environment in terms of like who else are you around, you know?
That is true. That is true.
I mean, that's just my opinion. Not to say that, you know, people are around bad people, but like, you know, who you associate yourself with a lot of times. You find yourself more in the house than outside the house. Do you find yourself going to, like, you know, the museum on your free time, or going to a library, or going to a wine tasting, or doing other events that are outside the home that will still give you that more sociable setting where you can run into different people?
So true, and, but I think we so get accustomed to always having to do something with somebody. And that is true, because I'm like, I have my friend, the same girl that I was talking to, she was saying like that is how she actually met like her current boyfriend.
Okay.
Just being out by herself, you know what I mean? And he was like, yeah, he was like, that was so refreshing to finally, you know, meet a woman out by herself, because it is, can be very intimidating also, maybe to like the other sex, like if you are in a big group and they aren't like a, you know, a person that's going to like come and break up because they're like, oh, maybe they're having like a girl's evening, like they don't want to interrupt, or you know what I mean. So he was like, it was just he found that really intriguing to see her just, you know, out and confident by herself. Well, like, you know, I use my friends sometimes as a crutch, like when I'm out.
Really?
No, it is, because like, being out by yourself is very awkward.
It is, and it could get weird. Like, I was out by myself. I went to Cheesecake Factory by myself and like sat at the bar and had a few drinks to myself, kids or my husband. It did feel weird, but it also felt refreshing. Like, okay, I got a peace of mind and I can finally finish my plate myself instead of my kids being my plate. I don't have to answer my husband's questions because nobody asking me questions but the bartender if I want more drinks. Like,
I mean, that's true, but I found myself, like, the one time when I did it after, like, having my son, I just found myself calling a friend to kind of, like, almost feel like I had somebody there, but, like, they weren't. But it was like, hey, yeah, like, you just talking at the bar on my phone. I was
I kind of talked to, like, a different person at the bar. Like, there was a young lady that was sitting there, and I asked her if I could sit there, and it was fine. Like, she didn't really give me too much convo, because I think I thought she was waiting for someone, but she wasn't. She was in the midst of about to call somebody, like how you're saying, like, she had to call somebody. And I still had a, you know, like, an okay, like, conversation, but it was nothing, like, really meaningful. But then the bartender talked to me, like, a lot. Like, he was talking to me a lot. And I think they just talk to you in general because that's what they used to do. But they're always doing. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's wrong to go out by yourself. But nowadays, you got to, like, be leery about your surroundings and be aware of who's watching and all that type of stuff. Because people are just next level with it now. Like, I don't even know.
Yeah, like, maybe not. Maybe, like, try it out in, like, a day setting. Like you said, maybe even it's not even to, like, a library. That's not your thing. But, like you said, a wine tasting or, like, a wine event, if you have a local winery, maybe trying to do something like that, like a day wine tasting or a day. See, that might be something where it's, like, fun because you're, like, still interacting. You're going through the tasting. Mm-hmm. So you're, like, still, like, talking and just chatting.
But like about with random people, because you never know. Some people might be like, oh, do you like it? Or blah, blah. And like, you never know. You might be talking to the owner of the winery or the person who created the wine. Or you might be talking to someone who's just wants to talk about wine and to see if, like, if it even tastes good. You just never know. Just small talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. But I was like, I just found that really interesting, like this
some new people really thing. Find it hard to be by themselves, and what I mean by that is, like, to travel by themselves, and they may not have responsibilities anymore, you know what I'm saying, and they just feel like, you know, it's more fun with people. It's more fun with people than it is without people.
Or I would say, even being by themselves, so me, even though I am 35 years old, I have never lived by myself. Never. Like, I've always lived either with family, or with my family, or with a roommate. But I've never like had an apartment by myself, had a place by myself. So I don't even know
what that is.
What it is. And I know I have friends that do live by themselves. And they say it's the opposite. They really don't like to be around people. And they said it now it is almost like they're so used to just being by themselves. Like they're comfortable with that. They like that. They can just come home.
Yeah, I mean, because at the same time, I wouldn't even know
what it's like to come in a home and be with nobody. Like, don't hear nothing. Like, I just get off from work and sit down. Like, or especially now, some of them, they work from home. So, like, you just get off the computer and then you go to your living room and then you're just sitting there by yourself.
Some people, it's okay. Some people are okay with that. And I've done it. I didn't really work from home, but I had two jobs. I had my own place and it was just me. And it was cool. Like, I could do my own thing if I wanted to talk loud or talk to someone else or had company or whatever. It wasn't, I answered to myself. It wasn't like a big deal. And I didn't have to worry about anyone else because at the time I was single and I didn't have kids and I wasn't married or any of that. So yeah, I've done it. It's doable. You can do it. You know, and I'm a social bug. You feel me? So if I can do it, then I'm pretty sure you can do it. It's just if you, you know, if you have that mindset. To come in and just handle business, child goes to sleep, you chilling, you at peace, you don't have to worry about somebody coming in or not going or any extra drama outside of that. You know what I'm saying? It's just you. You in the house and that's your child and you handle business and that's it. Some people think that's boring. Some people like, you know, all the action going on or
yes, it's not even that I don't think it's boring. I've just never lived like that. I've never lived like that through childhood. I never lived like that in my life. So that just seems so far-fetched. That's amazing.
I don't mind it.
I don't knock it, but I've always lived with a whole lot of people.
I just feel like in order to live with someone else, you have to be able to live by yourself, to be content with yourself and be okay with yourself and love and respect yourself. But I know you did it,
but it wasn't like a long time. Did you feel like you learned that much by that brief time of living by yourself?
It was probably like 5 or 6
months. It was like 5 or 6 months. That's what I mean. Like, I mean, like some of my friends, they said it actually is going to make it harder to be content with living with somebody because they have lived by themselves. They like,
their I mean, because you're used to it. You get accustomed to a routine. So if somebody, say, for example, I don't know, leaves out a dish or doesn't do something that you're used to doing. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, you get out of the shower and say you don't dry off before you go out the shower. You
listen
on the carpet, like any of that stuff. That, you know, is the same.
A pet peeve of mine. I don't like it. I don't like a wet bathroom.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm bringing it up, because we live together. So that was my experience with you. But when you're by yourself, you don't have to worry about those things. You feel me? It's just you and your child or you by yourself. Like, I would go take baths and drink my strawberry margaritas by myself and was chilling. Like, cool. My mom would call me.
That sounds so beautiful right now.
My mom would call me and be like, what you doing? I said, you know, drinking my strawberry margarita and taking a bath. She said, what kind of vacation are you on? It's a work week. I said, and I'm going to enjoy myself on a work day. It's after hours. This is what I'm doing. Like, chilling, relaxing. You have a peace of mind. You can do whatever you want with your time. And some people take their time for granted. So I just said, like, that's what I was doing. Like,
yo, live it up. If y'all in your 20s, go live by yourself. That sounds amazing, because it is like, if I just wanted to do that, if I wanted to take a bath right after I clock out from work, I don't have to be like, oh, my roommate's coming home, they may want to get in the bathroom. You can just drink your champagne.
You gotta set time aside for yourself. So even if you're in a household that has a lot of components to it, meaning like there's more people in and out, or if you have more things you have to do, once that settles down and everybody is asleep, you should be able to do something for yourself. You, like you said, arts and crafts, you can go take a bath, you can have your little drink already, candles lit, just you with a good book, whatever, you feel me, hot tea, hot coffee, and be chilling. Or if your kids are away for the weekend, they with their dads or their moms or whatever, and you trying to have time to yourself, do that. You know, it's nothing wrong with it. It ain't against the law. It's your place. You feel me? You can walk around in your birthday suit if you want. You feel me? But that's what I do.
I've never done that. That's something else that would be nice. You can just walk around butt booty naked, y'all. Just naked in your essence. Just walking around.
Yeah, I would
getting out the tub and just air drying. I've never
I would do that and I'll be fine. Like I was chilling. When I tell you I was chilling, I was literally chilling. The only time I wasn't is when I had people staying over there because I'm trying to help them out with their living situation or because I had friends from college that stayed at my apartment. I was talking to this guy at the time, but he had his own place, so he would leave and go to his own place. Like, it wasn't a big deal, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I would just find time to chill, and that's me relaxing. That's how I relax. Not everybody relaxes like that.
Yeah, like you said, some people might read a book.
Listen to some music, whatever. Put on a good movie. Whatever, however you relax.
Nicole and I, we just wrapped up like a book club. That was pretty interesting. That was like another way to unwind. That was like a therapy session every week. It was like amazing.
That was relaxing. That was therapeutic. I would do my yoga on the other days that we didn't have our reading session stuff, our book readings and stuff like that. Like, you just gotta really, you designated time on this earth to live your best life, whatever that means. And I feel like when you do that, you take your time, you take it really serious. And I feel like when you know, if you don't have other responsibilities, and even if you do, you have to find the time. Once the kiddos asleep and you feel like watching a good movie, a good show, or taking a bath and just relaxing, you should be able to do that. Although at times we're tired, so we really don't have that time, right?
Girl, I'm like, after they asleep, I'm like, do I really want to get up and go down? I'm going to go to bed. I'm gonna just roll right in and watch this show. Even if it's, I will say this. I used to like, I'm a big sitcom person, and there's certain sitcoms that I do love to follow. Okay. And if y'all know anything about me, I do love my like Wednesday night shows, my Chicago's, and I don't get a time to watch it because my child likes to watch YouTube on the daggone TV, or he likes to watch his SpongeBob cartoon, or whatever other dumb cartoon he watches, child. But I do thoroughly enjoy just catching up on a show. And that's all. That makes me, that is like self-care to me. I will just sit there when he is asleep. I don't have to hear, oh, mommy, turn it up. Can I watch whatever the daggone show is? What, the one he always interrupts. I'm like, it's the dumbest show. I can't stand it. Anywho, I just love watching that. So even if it's catching up on your best show, girl.
Yeah.
Or boy, whoever is listening, do that.
Yeah, I mean, you do. As you should. You know what I'm saying? Like, your best show, your best comic book, your best book, whatever you need to do.
I will watch YouTube clips. I love, not YouTube clips, Instagram. When Nicole, you be sending me, like, the funny ones. Like, I like the Country Wayne now. I just, that gives me a little tickle, and I love it. I be in my bed just a cracking up, and then I'll just watch about five of them, and I'll be like, all right, this is good.
Yeah,
something for myself. I got a little chuckle, a little laugh, and I'm like, all right, I can go to bed now. You know, that felt good.
Yeah, I feel
like Desi. I watch him. I watch his little Instagram little clips. I'm like, he is funny, and that boy is funny. I just be cracking up in my bed watching the same ones over and over again. I'm like, I done seen this six times.
Yeah, I mean, we gotta live our life too. I know it's a part of our lives to take care of children or family members or whatever, what have you, and live life, but we have to live our life too. So you gotta find time for yourself. Like right now.
I saw that meme and it was so interesting. And I think we probably touched on this before, but this is why like I'm circling back to like, I'm probably going, if I have to take this trip, I'm gonna do it. But it said, not only are we not supposed to just pour from an empty cup, we are supposed to pour or give to our family and your spouse, your kids, your extended family, your friends. You're supposed to give the overflow. Your cup is so full that it is overflowing, and that is what you give to them. Not even the full cup. Like, that cup should stay full. Because really, if it's depleted at all, and you're giving, you're going to be dehydrated and you're going to be falling out. It's been 90 plus degrees, 100 degrees, people falling out left and right because they really overdoing it. So like, when I saw that, I'm like, wow, it sounds selfish. That sounds so selfish. Like, what, we can only give from the overflow? Yes, your cup should be so full that you do have so much abundance to give. But like, yeah, if you run it on dust and fumes, you literally don't have anything to give.
Yeah, sorry if y'all hear me clicking. I'm like trying to get these flowers cut off this thing. Sorry, I should be good now. Okay. But you know, you do, because you have nothing else to give. If you have given over the amount of stuff, you have done so much for a family member or friend, and you have nothing left for yourself, you got to leave some for yourself. You feel me? Sometimes you do got to be selfish and say, you know what? Yes, I did this yesterday, but I'm going to take a break today. Last 2 hours is for me. I don't care what's going on. My child's going to bed on time. And whatever else is going on, that got to go out the window. Not completely, unless it's an emergency, a dire need emergency. But if it's not, then you got to catch me tomorrow. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Especially when you have people polling that are not even those, what I call the important people. And I'm not saying that your friends are not of the extreme importance, you know. Different people have different positions in everybody's life. But, like, especially, like, if I feel like the importance hierarchy is, like, also your significant other and your children. And if you have, like, the extended family, if you got, like, cousins and sisters and nieces and nephews, even mamas and daddies that's trying to pull, and you already have to pour into those important people first, like, that's just not going to cut it. It's just not going to work. And I can attest, it does. It becomes a lot when you're trying to do a lot for everybody, and you just don't have time to sit down and think about what you need to do for yourself. You know,
yeah,
it is. It can be a lot. So I implore anybody. Maybe this is an episode could be all about self care, and even if that means taking a solo trip, like, God damn it, take that solo trip. If nobody else can go, you better do for you. You know.
Yeah, however, gets you to re-energize to be able to deal with your normal day-to-day. That is true. But don't forget that there are resources out there to help people deal with the normal day-to-day. You know, mental health is very important. Getting care for loved ones is very important if you're finding that it's overwhelming or too much. There's always in-home care and other resources that you can use to help. So I don't want people to get... completely feeling like you have no choice. Oh, yes,
and exactly. And if that is, and that's why I said I don't always say, like, self-care doesn't have to be extravagant. That's why we even touched on the little things that you can do, right? Like, I'm not saying, like, if we don't, not everybody has the means. Trust me, trust and believe, y'all heard in the beginning of the episode, I got 50-11 jobs. So, like, I know what it means to, like, be, you know, trying to budget and, you know, pinch these pennies. So, yes, if travel is not of accessibility to you, then, like we said, one, definitely if you're feeling overwhelmed, you know, definitely there's plenty of mental health resources. But, like, even if it's little things that you can do, getting up a little bit early just so you can watch a show or even pray or listen to music and do something fun for yourself or go for a walk or something, or like you said, even after the kids or everybody's asleep and you can just maybe catch a show or something. Or again, maybe take a night walk if, you know, your spouse is home and you just want to just walk outside for a little bit in the evening. If it's not too hot, do that, you know, anything, or a bubble bath, a nice shower, light a candle, have a drink, whatever. Just, you know, try to put a little something just to be able to continue to pour back into yourself, and so that you can always give to everybody else with the overflow. If you pour back into yourself daily, then your cup can stay full. But yeah, if you just wait until it's daggone near dry, burning out, then now you really got to pour. Now you do got to take a drip, because, like, it's dry. There's nothing left, not even a drip in there. So
even a drip, not even a drip drop.
Not a drip drop. Yes, you really got to. You really have to. I was with my mom. We went out. I made my godmom a pair of Crocs, and it was just nice to see them. You know, even catching up with a good friend.
Yeah.
Even no matter what age, that is pouring into your cup. You know, it doesn't have to be a trip, a dinner, catching up for maybe a drink, a lunch date. You know, if you can't get a dinner date in, or play date with the kids but still with your friends, so, like, you can have some fun time and the kids can play. Anything like that could really help.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. I mean, people are still out here, we're all struggling in our own way, you feel me? And the more we share and realize that we're all human beings and we're in this race together, it might be a different race, but it's still a race. I think more people will realize that they have more help out there than they realize.
Yeah, you touched on a great part. When we're in this together, I mean, yeah, we're all in it together. So sometimes just having that friend or pal or whatever, just to laugh with a little bit, even in the midst of some storms and trials, just having that friend to just have a good laugh it for the moment, it really can make a difference. But yeah, y'all, I feel like this has been a fun episode. We've really talking about self-care and in the 2022s.
I feel we always talk about self-care. What about anything important that the shit that hit the fan this week? Anything important that hit the fan this week?
Biden has COVID.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I forgot about that. How's he doing?
I have not watched the news, so I did not know. I think he's doing better. But that is the shit hitting the fan, y'all. Even though I know everybody thinks, oh, you can still get vaccinated and not get it. You can still get it. So, like, you know, still be careful and be mindful. So, you were talking about don't wear your mask or something. Or don't be too reckless.
I know. I've been really reckless. I need to slow my wheels down. But, yeah, winter is coming, people. Let's get ready. Yeah. You know, if you need to get your flu shot, get your flu shot. If you need to get your vaccine shot, get your vaccine shot. I mean, do what you feel, though, is best to protect yourself. I know for me.
What else has hit the fan? I don't know, besides that.
I mean, this whole monkeypox thing that's out.
Oh, Lord. They said it's really crazy in Pennsylvania. What is it? Now they're saying it's contagious in the air?
Girl, I don't even know what's happening. It's just, to me personally, I just think it's just another strand of the virus that it's like it's mutating itself into something else and they're just renaming it a different name. That's just my opinion. And whoever had the pox at the time, or I don't even know where it even came from. I swear, like, every other day something else is out of there. That's why I said, like, people just need to continue to wash your hands. I know it's been hot, so everybody hasn't been wearing their masks, but we're gonna have to go back to wearing our masks for winter, because the winter is coming and germs are just rampant, especially kids in school, daycare. If your job is requiring
to go summer back to camp, office, because Lord knows my child is sick, and I said I know.
Well, hopefully you call the doctors tomorrow for him, or
no, I will.
Or
I
have, you should definitely. Take no, him I didn't to the call hospital.
Today. I didn't take him to the hospital because I thought I had it on balance, but I should know my child. But anyway, y'all, yeah. So like, be careful out there. You know, really be mindful.
Yeah, I even signed my son up to get some vaccine shot because, you know, I know winter's coming and my other child goes back to school, trying to prepare my household as much as possible. You know, if we can. That's all we can do. And I'm quite nervous, but hey, I have to do what's best for my household, at least attempt to try to protect my child the best way I can. I mean, that's all you really can do. But yeah, I mean, if you don't try, then you're suffering the consequences. If you do try, you suffer the consequences, because it's just how it is. You know, everybody's body is not the same. Everybody's genetic is not the same. Exactly. unless you're twins, which is that's really similar, but to a certain extent. But yeah, no, I mean, at least, you know, he's been vaccinated and he seemed like he's faring pretty well with it because he's already been vaccinated. Now, if he wasn't vaccinated, then we would see some of the repercussions of that, I feel like. I hope he does still continue to get better. And anybody else that's out there that's sick or knows someone that's sick, you know, we'll definitely pray for this world, continue to pray for the world, that everybody improves themselves health-wise, physically, mentally.
Oh, I did want to say the one other thing that I found interesting about shit hitting the fan. It's not really like shit hitting the fan, but it does go into this whole topic, was Angela Simmons has been online and she's been getting a lot of backlash. She's vegan and they're like, oh my God, she's been showing her curves. And she's very voluptuous now, right? But I'm like, you know, she's probably my age, in our age group, right? So like, you know, the way you don't lose weight like we used to. They always say that old thing, your body changes. I feel like once you hit this mid-30s, something happens.
And
like,
if you have kids, don't like to go. And if you have kids, because she's been working out. I've been watching her. She does boxing.
And she's vegan. Well, everybody was like, they are giving her real criticism. They're like, yo, why are you trying to show your body, saying you're vegan, with like cellulite? I mean, people have been like bashing her, and she's like, when do we feel like, you know, I feel like everybody's so used to seeing the edited woman or these BBL bodies and the Instagram models that is like unrealistic. No, regular people got cellulite. We've carried babies.
Yeah, they got back roll. I didn't even know what's her name had a back roll. What's her name? Tammy, which is Waka Flocka's ex-wife. I didn't even know she had a back roll on her back. I'm like, she got a flat stomach. She, you know, she thick, bottom thick and all that. And I'm like, oh, she got a back roll. She said, yeah, back rolls is in. She took her whole picture. She don't care. She done had a kid too, like a long time ago. I mean, I think her daughter's about to be like 16, 17. But when you have children, when women have children, their bodies change. We got to do over and above to get the weight off if we can. And if not, we have to maintain it and finesse it to a way where, you know, you can tone it up so it can look okay. You feel me? So,
but hey, when do we start bashing bodies like these men out here have? Do y'all think they in their mid-30s with washboard abs all the time? Like, I'm sure there might be, you know, regular dad bods. Isn't that why they have the quote called dad bods? But she went on Instagram and she said, raw, no edit, real bodies matter. And, oh, yes, thick thighs save lives. She's like, I can't stress to y'all enough how not feeling good in who you are affects everything you do. And for the longest time, that has stopped me from wanting to do a lot of things. Mm. She's like, when I was young, I have so many journals on that I wrote on how bad I felt about myself. So y'all going to embrace these thick thighs. Thick thighs. And I'm like, yes, period, poo. Like, yeah, like, why are people so mean on the internet? I just found that
because they have nothing else to do. Let me tell you, they have nothing else to do. All they can do is judge you, like, okay, yeah, her body looks nice, but like, yeah, like, who cares? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she has cellulite, but okay, did you carry a child? And yes, and then y'all will be the same people also saying, oh, because she had her body done, that's why she looks great. Okay, so then embrace her natural body, right?
Like, yeah. Let me live. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Damned if you don't. I said, but listen, that's on myself. Shit hitting the fan. Like, yes, we're going to embrace natural. We're not going to be bashing each other. Let's be 2022. Like we say all the time, everybody's been through so much shit in these past few years. Let's just be nice to each other. You never know what somebody else is feeling. Like, now what if that really hurt this woman? And like, she was really already feeling down and now y'all really making her...
They don't care. Life. They do not care. They don't care if they do not care. They
yeah,
just want
to
just,
so mean.
Just to be mean to yeah. throw her off her game. And the truth be told, I wouldn't even have paid it any mind, to be honest. But
I don't think she really was, but I think it was just like to heighten to say, like, wow, she was just out there showing. And she was just saying, like, yeah, even though I'm a vegan, I still have this natural body. Like, being a vegan doesn't mean you're going to be a stick figure, little twig. Like, you know, I still got curves. I still got my hips. I still got this gut. And I'm going to embrace it. Like, I'm going to embrace mine. That's why I'm living in my life. And I'm living in this body, embracing all of my cellulite.
Girl, bar. I don't know. I guess your cellulite is on your ears, girlfriend. The last time I seen you, I don't know what you talking about, but okay, whatever makes you, you know, makes you happy, girl.
Thank you. But yeah, y'all, I feel like this episode is all about self-care, self-love, you know, and I'm doing it. I'm embracing all of this. I'm going to be solo dolo.
Yeah, and enjoy it. Everybody should enjoy it. Should be enjoying their summer in some sort of fashion on the weekends when they're
safely,
not working
safely.
In the week.
Yes.
You know, because school's about to be back in pretty soon. It's coming. Winter's coming. So when I say just enjoy the rest of these, you know, hot days, you feel me? Because winter's coming. So, and I'm pretty sure it's coming because we had a lot of hot days. So, but yeah, I'm happy. I'm very happy about what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, the world is going crazy, but we still gonna keep a positive outlook on life because life, we didn't, you know, we couldn't have this grant to still be here for life. You feel me? So you might as well just enjoy every day.
But God has granted us another day. So you
yes, might that's well true.
Do and live each day to its fullest.
Yeah, we should. We should. Whatever that may be for you. You feel me? All the listeners out there, shout out to all the listeners, whoever you're listening, whoever's listening from whatever state, country, or whatever. Shout out to you this evening, tonight, this morning, whatever time zone you in. Shout out to you for sticking in there and listening to us babble along and babble about anything we have in our minds. Shout out to you, okay? We appreciate you. You feel me? We're praying for you. And we love you and care for you. And we're definitely wishing you the best year, the best summer. Let's finish strong this year. You feel me? Because the new year is coming and we have a lot more to do and a lot more to accomplish.
So much the new year, y'all. And we ain't even in August, but she is. Yeah, she is so true. Yeah, you know, y'all, be safe, be great. And we love y'all. And this has been a very beautiful episode. And we're out.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in. And stay tuned the next time.
Be safe.
Peace.